Well, let me hear you say mountain, mountain, mountain.
Fire, what are you saying?
Fire, say, leave it, no?
I like your shirt.
Give thanks,
yeah. We are here again, Ball Head and the Dread Podcast. We give thanks for everyone tuning in from those times to now. Fire, what are we reading about today?
We're discussing the concept of commitment. We live in a society where there's a whole bunch of commitment issues all across the board. I really want to dig into why we think there's so much commitment issues and certain ways or certain obstacles where as human beings, I think we can use to jump over the hurdle of commitment issues. You know?
Serious thing. And with commitment is that I think it's a universal issue. Not even think. I know it's a universal issue in our society. And you can see how bad it is with the younger generation. These kids here are totally avoidant of committing to anything. And one of the reasons is like they can't deal with things not working out. We spoke about this in previous podcasts, but right, they can't deal with like things not working out the way they think it is. You know? They can't deal with rejection. They can't deal with being let down. So because of that, it's just total avoidance, right? You see this lack of commitment, especially now in the workplace. You know, job hopping is the new thing, I guess. And I understand, like, corporations treat people like crap. I'm not saying, but it's just like you should have a certain level of commitment to your craft as an individual. Heavy in relationships, Farai. You know, I know we kind of married, so we kind of out on the outskirts, but we hear a conversation and see stuff, and it's just like, I don't know. I don't know what's the future. I don't know. Excuse me. I don't know what the future of the society and as other countries get corrupted by this ideology is going to be where you can't have any commitment to another person, both in, you know, like a long-term relationship or a marriage or that type of vibe or just a friendship. And more than anything, too, you see a decline in people's commitment to themselves. You know, obviously there's a mental. They're doing construction near the studio, too, if you do hear it. Don't feel no way. I know, you know, we talk about this mental health crisis, but you just have a large portion of society across the board, demographic, age, race, whatever, economic situation, who have given up on themselves.
Very much.
You know, so it's like this commitment thing is a serious issue. And it's like one more thing, too. There's another aspect we have to acknowledge, sports, yeah. Right? And when I say jobs and sports, I know I have to acknowledge they say, well, you know, the sports teams make money, this and that. But at the same time, it's like there's no commitment in sports, especially for team. So selfish because like the fact that anybody can leave at any time and get traded, it's like you don't build a team to do well. You don't give the team enough time to gel and grow and become familiar with each other to do well because no one's committed. No one's bought into the system. That's what I should say. People don't buy into the system of the collective.
Yeah.
It's just what I want to do whenever I want to do, you know, and that's where we're running the problems.
And I think when we think of the concept of commitment, it's more like the fear of abandonment become the ultimate reason why most people fear, most people hesitate to make a commitment. Because you mentioned multiple forms of commitment. Yeah. Issues taking place. But I think the ultimate one will stand out to me is the lack of commitment to self. And I think that is the root of all of the other commitment issues because most people are not even committed to keeping the standard of themselves, ensuring that they're presentable, not presentable in the likelihood, in the likeness of others, but presentable in the sense of where they stand, have that self-esteem. That lack of self-esteem too is a major thing in it because I think it gets so overlooked and overshadowed. The average person don't have self-esteem, so them don't see themselves as being
nothing.
No, them see themselves as being worthy of anything at all. And it disrupt them committing themselves to any friendship, any relationship. Because them can't, they don't see themselves as having the stability to maintain that friendship or having anything to contribute.
Capability. Right? Yeah. Having the capability. And I always struggle with this term. You had the nail on the head on this one, right? Because the source is just like, man, people really struggle with confidence, you know? But I didn't really, you know, I always thought like beautiful women had confidence. And I didn't realize till, like, you know, you start talking to beautiful women, be like, man, I think at least some amount of confidence. So looks is not the source of confidence, you know, and much like other things. These are things that, obviously, there's so many different factors that goes into someone not having confidence, not having a level of self-worth, but it is a thing that can be learned.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that what happens, what needs to be done is people, they don't need to take this, that experience or that idea they have about themselves as an absolute reality. I think they should take the challenge of learning to love themselves, learning to be committed to themselves, to work on themselves so they can reach their highest level that they're capable of. And I want to be clear. I'm not saying what the next person dealing with,
mm-hmm.
right? I'm talking about you as an individual, learning yourself, becoming self-aware of yourself, and learning like your highest level that you can be. And I think that's what the commitment, the first level of commitment that needs to be done, as you mentioned, because that's the most important. Then as you deal with that and actually put time into that, then you can think about, not executing yet, but at least think mm-hmm. about being committed in other areas. And like, Far, you younger than me, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think people avoid being committed to themselves? I don't know if avoid is the proper term, but they're just not.
No, there's a sense of avoidance, yeah. Regardless of how you want to phrase it, because my ultimate theory is that people avoid being committed to themselves because it might hold them accountable. And I think most people don't want to be held accountable to anything at all.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like a throw them off. And when accountability come into play now, it's like, okay, I need to do these particular steps, but I don't want to do these particular steps consistently.
Yeah.
While they might do it sometimes,
yeah.
And then if they do it sometimes, then okay, I pat myself on the back.
Yeah.
But from their perspective, if I have to do this thing consistently, that's going to take too much out of me. And it's going to hold me to a particular standard. And I'm not ready to be held accountable for these actions as yet. So let me not be committed to this in the meantime and just do whatever I feel to do, willy free for all, willy-nilly business. And then that's when things kind of catch up to them in the long run. And it's, oh man, you know, say, I really should I stay committed to this. Yeah. So theory and based off of certain examples when we see our experiences, life experiences, yeah. When I'm seeing with people, even with me, even from a personal aspect, yeah, we're disciplined. And when we're committed to certain tasks and certain mission, but there was a certain point in time when we feel like we never want to be committed to anything, because if we become committed to these particular things, then it might throw away off key or
yeah.
what if that major question of what if that most people ask themselves, them live them whole life in a what if phase and they never actually get anything done. And that is one of the main reasons why most people don't become committed.
And you see the what if, everything's tied together, right? And I hope people just listen. I'm going to try my best to explain this. But when you're committed to something and do it consistently, that boosts your confidence.
Mm-hmm.
As your confidence gets boosted and you find yourself doing more things that you didn't think you could do, your faith increases. But you can't reach to the point of increasing your confidence and faith if you've never been committed to something. And that's why it's like a snowball, but in the wrong direction and for the wrong thing. Because you didn't put yourself in a place to develop the things that'll help you be more committed. Because you need the confidence and you need faith. Mm-hmm. Because that whole thing you mentioned earlier is a doubt, that probability, right? And that's what's the deterrent. What if it doesn't work out? But what if it does work
out? Does. Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? And the more stuff you do and the more stuff works out, you get a little stronger and you tend to be more on what if it does work out. Listen, I'm more terrified of missing out on something working out than it not working out.
Yeah. Most people see the glass half empty than half full. And I think it's a mindset where it messed them up so deep. I think, and next part of things we really need to talk about too.
Hold on, Fire, don't jump.
The same concept. All right,
go ahead.
But I think, these are the main reason behind it, where I think that is trauma.
Yeah.
There's so much trauma where people have that if that that it lead towards them seeing the glass as half empty as opposed to half filled, because within the midst of their trauma, nothing has ever worked out for them in the past. Yeah. So why should it start working out now?
You brought up a great point, right? But there's something too, and it's hard for an individual to come to this conclusion themselves. Obviously, they need some form of assistant or an elder, someone to put them on game. But the thing is too, when we really analyze like what a person does and why it didn't work out, there are many factors, but a lot of times like the method that they use won't lead to things working out,
mm-hmm.
right? And if you can acknowledge that, you can say, well, what if I do things differently? I can heighten the probability of things working out. You peep?
Yeah.
So it's like, man, like the stuff you were doing wasn't going to work out because that's not the method for this thing to work out.
Mm-hmm.
Or there's another factor too where it just wasn't the time or that's just not your lane. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like the thing just didn't work out. But instead of taking the lessons and retweaking and analyzing, that's what we don't do. We analyze other people. We break down their life. We're in other people's business. We need to get back more in our own business. Because I've heard people analyze and break down other people's life on what they should be doing. And it sounded way fine. It's kind of accurate.
Accurate.
You know what I'm saying? The analysis mm-hmm. that they provide was on a professional level. So it's like, let's turn lights my bridge at midnight. Say, let's turn the eye back on yourself and break down your situation. That's the problem. People don't want to look at their situation and break it down with the same accuracy and the same detail they do for others. When you do that in a healthy manner, I have to be clear, I'm not talking about beating yourself up, you'll notice that the strategy that you use and the methods that you use is what led to that outcome. So if you tweak the method and tweak what occurred, you'll have a better outcome. Because you just broke it down for someone else, but you never did that same thing for yourself. You love being in people's business.
You know, say, I mentioned something, and I think, I don't want to get too nerdy. I don't want to nerd out too much on this thing, but methodology. The concept of methodology is something I think it entails the key we can unlock the gate to commitment, because methodology is something very crucial that most people overlook, right?
Yeah.
So like if at all you're familiar with data science, there's different methodology and different models that are run to understand the success of business based off of different key performance indicators and all of these different things. And we understand the same AI where everybody talk about, you can relate it to it. If you understand the concept of models that are being run, they are run on methodology. Yeah. And the methodology that is applied is the crucial part of what the outcome is. So it's not about the result that is produced alone. It's the methodology that is used. Because, yeah, the methodology, because you see, if you use the wrong methodology, it can give you a total different result, even if you have the same amount of data that you're processing.
And you can calculate the result based on the methodology.
Simple. Yeah. So while it sounds complex and it entails so much different statistics, it all boils down to you have to use the right methodology
to get a result.
To get that right result that you need to indicate whether your business is performing or whatnot. So I think that is the area where everybody needs to kind of tap into. Once we get over the self-esteem barrier, that is. Right. So once you get over the self-esteem barrier and you're willing to make some accurate changes in your life,
then
that methodology is not about just doing it. Oh, I'm doing it. All right, now the music. All right, how many songs you release? Oh, I released 10 songs already for the month. Okay, but what is the method you use to promote it? Yeah. What is the method you use to record? What type of different things you do? What you did do in the midst of that? Forget that result. And if the method is not right,
you gotta tweak it.
You have to tweak the method.
I think there's another, all these things come down to skills people have to learn, mm-hmm. you know? But another thing too, man, people have to learn how to analyze themselves without being judgmental and being hard on themselves. At the same time, being realistic with yourself. That's why it seemed like the thing on like two extremes, like, I'm perfect, it's not my fault, or I'm like the worst person ever. You know what I'm saying? And mm-hmm. you need to find a space where you can accurately break down what you're doing to say, man, you know, like, man, I just did it wrong, or I didn't give any effort. Or there's another argument. I probably like did everything I could and it couldn't work out
Simple.
For that particular thing. But that's not going to be your consistent outcome for everything. So don't take that one experience and put it on everything else. It's an immature behavior, immature psychologically and spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
Because I can't say, oh, I had this one experience and every other experience after is going to be there. That's just not the case. unless you're doing the same thing. Back to your methodology.
And you know, so that kind of make, I think that spark more fear towards commitment though. As simple as, you mentioned the right thing, you know, but here mostly if analyze it, right? If there's a possibility that I can do everything right, yeah. I might even use the right methodology, but still don't get any result. You know, that's curious. You know, that's curious enough, people.
I think that's too, man. It's just like, that ties into the faith. You know, like a belief in yourself and a higher being, a deity, whatever you're into, you know. But you need a level of, if I need a level of faith out here to get this thing done now. You get what I'm saying? Exactly. And it's like, you need a level of ignorant faith supported by the works. I want to be clear on that. So I'm not just saying because you believe something going to happen, because mm-hmm. there's too much of that going on. I believe this is going to happen. It's going to happen. But you need a certain level of faith. And if you got in tune into whatever you're dealing with too, you know, whatever you're dealing with spirits, you need to be in tune to that, mixed with the work. But you need a certain level of faith that's almost not rational to get this thing going. Because if you really think any progressive person, they can't be rational, because what they're doing is against logic.
You know, the cosmic man, the thing, it's bigger than me and you, you know.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you got to put yourself on that heights and really believe. Like, I got an ignorant mind frame. If I even go up on my mind ignorant in regards to, like, how I think I could do stuff. The next person probably say, you never do it.
Yeah.
You know? But I know I'm going to do it. Yeah. In time.
Yeah, of course. Because you have to see the way that, yeah, like, you're so committed to this thing that you know the end result already, regardless.
The only question is, do I have enough endurance to stick in there for this thing to happen?
Mm-hmm.
That's the only question I'm dealing with. Happening is, I ain't really dealing with that too much. That's locked in already.
Mm-hmm.
Do I have enough endurance to get there? Do I have enough endurance? And am I willing to deal with what I have to experience to get there?
Mm-hmm.
That's the only thing I'm dealing with. Everything else already done. That's how I approach it. A person, I don't know if he'd even sound rational, but that's how my mind works.
And it's not supposed to sound rational. That is the thing, because I think this box, the box mentality, it affects a lot of commitment issues, and it affects the way people think, right? So people think, there's two, me or Muta say it already, you know, and I think it's a good reasoning where enough people need to dig into. Mention the concept of a box. There's two type of people in the world, generally speaking.
Yeah.
Those who think within the box, and those who say them think outside of the box. But you see the man who think outside of the box still control him thought process.
True.
So the existence of the box still is the there, problem.
Enough man
understand, say, life is more, it's so infinite, you can't really pinpoint every single thing will take place. But the most where you have control over is the direction that you go, the methodology that you use, and the assessment of the result itself within the time and the place to see where you want to go next. And I think at that, people don't understand the different ingredients we're coming out of the pot. Because you know something along the lines that we may say appear from the other day. Capitalism is a BITCH, you know.
Yeah.
Because capitalism is so funny. The concept of, because there is an increase for the last 10 years, there's an increase amongst millennials and Gen Zs. There's a commitment issue being brewed over the last 10 years, even more. There's an increase in a commitmentless Gen Zs and millennials, right? They are being placed in audience group now. We're created by different companies who create audience segmentation. Yeah, I mean, I really want to call none of them name, but you can research it. Yeah. They can research it. They are creating audience zones, and they have different segments. So the audience are broken out A, B, C, D.
Yeah.
And A, B, C, D mean there's two type of audience. There's a core audience and a growth audience, or products where people used to sell, right? You know, the core audience is who already buy the product.
Yeah.
But within the growth audience now, there's a box where them have now commitmentless, carefree.
Yeah.
These are two main things. So commitmentless and carefree are audience groups that are created.
So it's so bad now they have audience groups that
they target. That's crazy. They target them based on the concept of being carefree and lack of commitment. And there's another one of them called pleasure seeker.
Yeah.
Those are the three main audience groups. So you see, oh, capitalism a benefit of a people being commit, no, don't have any commitment to sell them more products. And that's crazy.
That carefree thing crazy too. You know?
Yeah, carefree are the biggest. So carefree is a lot. It has the largest sample. Have the largest sample rate out of the three women mentioned.
Yeah.
So you see, oh, capitalism a benefit off of we not being committed to anything, being carefree. And then the pleasure seeker, no, I think the pleasure seeker would have been a more natural one. Because if you sell a product.
Been there kind of, but the carefree one was shocking to me. And committed. You know what I'm saying? The fact that it's a target audience now.
For
you know?
Carefree and people who have a lack of commitment.
Says, that's crazy, you know, but, excuse me. With this commitment vibe, I just observed to see how like society would be like. I think I know marriage is already like in trouble, but I don't know, man. I just maybe in the future marriage will be a what's the term to use archaic institution because it's just like there's no example of commitment.
Mm-hmm.
So how can you ask someone to be committed in this relationship when there's literally no example of commitment in your society? Because even if you look at politicians, they're here and there, a big thing at school. And the kids see it with school because you know how these schools, like the principal change every year or teachers cheer. So like when I went to school, these people was there for 20, 30 years. They knew my brother.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? But now it's just like, it's this constant turnover. So the child is not being taught indirectly.
Yeah.
Which is the greatest teacher.
How to be committed
how
to anything.
How to be committed to anything. Because it's just like, I'm just blowing in the wind. I don't like it. I just move. I got an issue. I just move. There's no resolution. There's no growth in a particular area. There's no going through any growing pains. It's just like, once there's an obstacle, I just leave. So if you have a whole generation that's doing it already, and those who do have kids for that generation, because a lot of them not having kids, like, what is society going to look like where no one is committed to anything? And this careless thing is not just carefree. Like, that's why it's disturbing to me. It's not carefree in regards to, like, being free flowing. It's like they don't care. You know what I'm saying? They don't care about other people. They don't care about them, right? They don't care about anything. It's just about them.
And it interesting book up. But if it really means it, all of the reason I tie it together because... When you talk about even the concept of the marriage being like a something in a museum where people are just read, see it in a museum and say, oh, this was an actual thing.
Oh, they used to be with each other for like 20 years. That's crazy.
But this, if you realize, what I mentioned earlier, the advertisements are targeting. When it's a carefree is not just attached to anybody.
Yeah.
Carefree is attached to the millennials and Gen Zs because they understand the concept. Understand the concept that these are the people who will be carrying over the ways of working, the thought process, the level of effort to put in a different things towards the next generation. So if the more carefree culture a CP in, then which part of commitment are going to depend on the scale? It's not going to know upon the scale because them people are going to be the ones who are transferred the knowledge.
And anyone listening, unless you got something else for
her,
anyone listening, I do challenge yourself to be... to analyze, because we love analyzing other people's fire. People can really break down other people's situation. Break down your situation in a healthy way and just ask yourself, the things you say you're committed to, are you really committed to? Are you really committed to anything? Are you committed to yourself? What does it look like to be committed to this thing? What actions are needed to consistently be committed to these things?
Mm-hmm.
What do you have to change in your life to be committed to these things? And what are the steps or what are the areas in your life you have to change around to be committed to something? Yeah. And if you never experienced that commitment vibe, you may want to go down that road. And also, you need to show respect and honor to those who are committed to stuff and ask them, how do they stay committed to a particular thing? Initially, it's hard. It's unfamiliar territory. Once you do it, you get better at it, you know?
Reality.